It's not easy. I've come this far. God's got more for me. Thank you, David. Because that is the truth. And I'm guessing we can all sit here and say the same sort of things. So thank you for your little bit of the story. I'm sure there is a load more. And maybe we'll have the opportunities to hear one another's. Now, my job is to say, what is your faith story? All right? You might be sitting there thinking, don't know. You know, I don't know. What is your faith story? So, on the day of Pentecost, the people saw something dramatic was going on, okay? And they were curious. What on earth was happening? You know, these people, they must be drunk. And you know what happened? The disciples who were rushing around in the throes of that excitement that David was talking about when he gave that experience of really seeing God for the first time, Jesus for the first time, and who he was, they suddenly realized that these people around them were saying, what's going on here? And they must be drunk. And they responded by saying, no, we're not drunk. We've heard what you're saying. We realize you're curious. Let's explain to you what's going on. And that's what the woman at the well was doing. You know, I'm going back. I'm excited about what's happened. Let me explain. Come and see for yourself. And that's what Pentecost was happening at Pentecost. And that is basically our story. We have got this light within us. Sometimes it's a tiny little flicker and sometimes it's a whopping great flame. But we've got a light within us that others will notice. And our job is to begin to see the curious and what they're thinking. And then say, Lord, how do I respond to this? So, and you're doing all of that in the flicker of an eye, because that is what is asked of us. So listen and respond to the cues of your friends, the curious, your friends, your acquaintances. And you may be saying, well, I can't remember a time before I knew Jesus. And that's, you know, that's an awful lot of people. They say, well, I haven't got a testimony. I haven't got a faith story because I can't remember a time before I ever knew Jesus. It was knee-high to a grasshopper. Well, you know, I'm very sorry, but that is an excuse because you have a story to tell, okay? And it doesn't matter when you first began to become aware of Jesus in your life. As we've heard in the past, it's what you do with the information that you've got. It's what you do with the experience that you feel. So now, without further ado, we need to get into groups, okay? Please move these chairs around. Please feel free just to get into groups of 5, 6 maximum, okay? And please do not feel in the least bit worried about doing this. Just get together. Last week, we did suggest that the men made their own group. I don't know whether that worked or not, so because I'm not a fella, so, you know, it's over to you. So, come on, let's do it, because we haven't got a lot of time. So just into little groups together, please. Holy Spirit will speak through us.